Choice and Control, a podcast celebrating people with disability. In this season, we're talking about access, inclusion, and the National Disability Insurance Scheme. This podcast series is brought to you by Carers Queensland, NDIS local area coordination partner in the community.
G'day, I'm Jodie van der Wettering. Today we're talking to Martin Broads. Martin comes from Springshaw. It's about 4 hours southwest of Rockhampton in the Central Highlands region. Today, Martin's a public speaker, using his experiences and his big bush larrikin personality to educate people about disability and about the dangers of alcohol and risk-taking behaviour. This is a particular issue for Martin because back in the day, when he was a younger bloke, he scored himself a very well-paid job out in the mines in the Northern Territory. And he celebrated getting that job by going and playing up a bit. And that's when his life changed forever.
So then I went out and I got a bit drunk. Didn't have my keys in my house with me. But I always had my backing door open because it was on the 7th floor. And who'd climb in to a 7th floor balcony? Well, I tried to. I slipped and I fell 7 floors. That's why I have an acquired brain injury, because I fell 7 floors. I'm lucky to be alive.
After the accident, what was the process of recovering like?
They sent the best doctor in the state up to work with me. He got flown up from Brisbane. I was unconscious in hospital for about two or three months. When I come to, I couldn't walk, so I had to go in a wheelchair for a couple months. Then I was told, you won't be allowed out of hospital till you can walk and look after yourself. Cook and clean for yourself, pretty much. Once I got told what I could do, that was my focus. That was all my focus was. It's getting better so I can get out of this place. Who wants to be in hospital? Nobody wants to be in hospital. I was just very determined to get out of there. So yeah, that's what I did. I had to get better.
What's life like these days, Matt?
Well, actually, it's pretty good these days. They didn't think I'd ever work again. So I got paid out my superannuation. Luckily, I'd worked long and hard enough to earn a good super. So I had enough money in my super account to buy a house. So now I'm a homeowner. The best thing is no debt. I don't have to pay off a loan. And I'm fella, so I'm happy. Right now you're talking to me and I'm at a respite service in Emerald. And mate, they've been a godsend. They're my home away from home. Because they're the National Disability Insurance Scheme, they allow me to come into Emerald 2 nights a week, 2-3 days a week. This is my home away from home. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm very happy. What support do you get through the NDIS? You get the time in Emerald, and there's also sort of therapy and ongoing support like that?
I get gym twice a week and physio once a week. Gym's good because before my accident, I used to be pretty fit and strong bloke. I've never worked behind the desk, being back at the gym. It's good to get the fitness in and strength in there. Me getting fit again, it will take years. So it's just always something that I can look forward to getting better all the time. And also, one thing I did recently, I actually ended up getting my driver's license back a couple of weeks ago. So,
oh, fantastic.
It can't drive a manual, so even though it's automatic, who cares? Who cares? Most cars are automatic these days, anyway. So.
That's a huge deal, living in Springshaw and coming into Emerald, because there's not a lot of options as far as like public transport and stuff out that way.
My mum's getting on a bit too now because I'm pretty old, bloke. It's hard for me to force it on the mum to provide transport to get me in there in town all the time. Hopefully I'll be able to get my own cash sold shortly and take that to half of mum's shoulders, because I do want to be independent again. I want life to be as normal as possible as it used to be.
Martin's now sharing his experiences through his newfound role as a public speaker, educating other people about disability and about the dangers of alcohol and risky behaviour, starting with one of the groups maybe most at risk of that, school leavers.
The important thing is to learn about not getting this way yourself. So I start off with school kids, year 12 students. I start talking to them about 8 years ago and then, well, don't be silly on alcohol. Because I've seen it on the news every year that kids do silly things down in the big cities, fall off buildings and everything, doing big damage to themselves. So yeah, I'm trying to stop that from happening. One school, especially in Emerald, Marist College, they've been getting me to talk to them every year for the last 8 years. And this year was especially good because the kids were very involved, and they're asking me great questions.
Having that message come from someone who's lived through it and someone who's a local would make a big impact on the kids too.
That's what I thought too. I thought, yeah, if someone had said to me when I was in high school, yeah, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. You know, I'd probably think about alcohol differently too. Good, because I'm actually someone who's been there and done it and has lived to tell the tale. It certainly comes with a lot more strength from someone who's actually lived through it all. Hopefully it means a bit more come from me.
What's next for you now, Martin? What plans have you got for the future?
I went and spoke to the local member about getting my talks out there further, because I'm only doing my talks locally at the moment. My problem is finding someone who can sponsor me to do it. That's all I need. I'm confident in being able to provide a good service. I just have to get my talks more out there so people know more about it. Me being a motivational speaker, I actually have my own business cards. Because I have a brain injury, a quad brain injury, which is a coronary ABI, I tweaked with the ABI and called it actually Bloody Incredible. And that's what I am. I'm actually Bloody Incredible.
Thanks for joining us at Choice and Control, a Carers Queensland podcast. For more information about Carers Queensland, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or the local area coordination program, please contact us online at carersqld.com.au. Or you can catch up with us on Facebook, search for Carers Queensland NDIS. This podcast is a place for people with disability to share experiences, stories, and achievements. If you have a story you think we should know about, please contact us through the Carers Queensland Inquiries line at 1300 999 636 or email cq.inquiries@ndis.gov.au. Until next time, thanks for listening.